Cyberbullying. Listen to an interview with two experts talking about abusive behaviour online. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the interviewer's questions, A to H, with the answers 1 to 6. There is one extra question that you do not need to use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Hello, everybody. With me tonight, I have two experts on the ever-growing problem of cyberbullying. Liz Freeman is a technology consultant, and Ryan Smith is a psychologist who specializes in internet addiction and cyberbullying, particularly in relation to teenagers.
Example.
It's the use of technology to bully a person or group with the intent to hurt them socially, psychologically, or even physically. Negative comments often include things like race, religion, gender, or physical differences. This can count as discrimination, and in some countries, it's against the law.
Question 1.
The most common places where cyberbullying occurs are social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. For example, then there are the instant message services provided by apps or social media. And then, of course, there is email. The messages sent or posted can be abusive, written texts, or hurtful images and videos. They are all intended to humiliate, promote nasty gossip, and essentially embarrass another person.
Question 2.
Well, online bullying can be particularly stressful because it's usually anonymous, and the victim has no idea of how many people may have seen the posts or messages. The damage to the victim can be serious and long-lasting. A state of constant stress, maybe even fear, can lead to problems of sleep, appetite, and mood. If someone is already unhappy or depressed, cyberbullying can make the situation much worse.
Question 3.
That's a difficult question. There are probably a multitude of reasons. Most bullies have problems of their own. Maybe it's their home background. Maybe they feel insecure. Maybe they're angry with the world and cyberbullying is an easy way for them to feel better by attacking someone else without having to confront their victims face to face. However, one thing all bullies have in common is that they know that what they are doing is wrong.
Question 4.
At the beginning, people may think it's just a joke, and by the time they realize that it is something worse, they are too embarrassed or afraid to tell anyone. But it's important to share the problem. For a teenager, this could be a parent, a brother or sister, another family member, a teacher, or a friend. Never respond to the bully, as this could be used against you. And although easier said than done, you should try to spend time with friends. Do something you enjoy and try to keep your mind on other things. Remember, you didn't ask for this situation, and sooner or later, it will pass.
Question 5.
The first thing to do is to change your privacy settings on all your devices to try and block the bully. You should also report the abuse to the social media service or provider. They should take down any abusive material within 48 hours. But you should also collect the evidence, keep phone messages, print emails, take screenshots, etc. Because if the bullying doesn't stop, you may need to report it to the police and you will need proof.
Question 6.
If you know someone in this situation, you should not put comments on any posts, but try to give your friend moral support. You may want to make an anonymous report to a teacher or parent, and if you know the bully personally, you could explain that his or her actions are not acceptable and could have serious consequences.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Hello, everybody. With me tonight, I have two experts on the ever-growing problem of cyberbullying. Liz Freeman is a technology consultant, and Ryan Smith is a psychologist who specializes in internet addiction and cyberbullying, particularly in relation to teenagers.
Example.
It's the use of technology to bully a person or group with the intent to hurt them socially, psychologically, or even physically. Negative comments often include things like race, religion, gender, or physical differences. This can count as discrimination, and in some countries, it's against the law.
Question 1.
The most common places where cyberbullying occurs are social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, for example. Then there are the instant message services provided by apps or social media. And then, of course, there is email. The messages sent or posted can be abusive, written texts, or hurtful images and videos. They are all intended to humiliate, promote nasty gossip, and essentially embarrass another person.
Question 2.
Well, online bullying can be particularly stressful because it's usually anonymous, and the victim has no idea of how many people may have seen the posts or messages. The damage to the victim can be serious and long-lasting. A state of constant stress, maybe even fear, can lead to problems of sleep, appetite, and mood. If someone is already unhappy or depressed, cyberbullying can make the situation much worse.
Question 3.
That's a difficult question. There are probably a multitude of reasons. Most bullies have problems of their own. Maybe it's their home background. Maybe they feel insecure. Maybe they're angry with the world and cyberbullying is an easy way for them to feel better by attacking someone else without having to confront their victims face to face. However, one thing all bullies have in common is that they know that what they are doing is wrong.
Question 4.
At the beginning, people may think it's just a joke, and by the time they realize that it is something worse, they are too embarrassed or afraid to tell anyone. But it's important to share the problem. For a teenager, this could be a parent, a brother or sister, another family member, a teacher, or a friend. Never respond to the bully, as this could be used against you. And although easier said than done, you should try to spend time with friends. Do something you enjoy and try to keep your mind on other things. Remember, you didn't ask for this situation, and sooner or later, it will pass.
Question 5.
The first thing to do is to change your privacy settings on all your devices to try and block the bully. You should also report the abuse to the social media service or provider. They should take down any abusive material within 48 hours. But you should also collect the evidence, keep phone messages, print emails, take screenshots, etc. Because if the bullying doesn't stop, you may need to report it to the police and you will need proof.
Question 6.
If you know someone in this situation, you should not put comments on any posts, but try to give your friend moral support. You may want to make an anonymous report to a teacher or parent, and if you know the bully personally, you could explain that his or her actions are not acceptable and could have serious consequences.